Here's a special treat from the Odyssey Scrapbook.
Hi, this is Marshall Younger. I was a producer and writer for the show for a number of years. And this is my wife, Stephanie.
And I happen to be a pediatric nurse in a liver clinic in which we do liver transplants.
The idea for the story in Have a Heart came from a little boy who came into my wife's clinic.
We have many, many children who are waiting on transplants, and I get to see a lot of different things unfold.
He was asking a lot of questions about the liver he was getting.
Those things are supposed to be confidential. But I heard my dad telling my mom that he saw the label on the container when it came in, Connellsville General Hospital.
They did tell him it probably came from a child about his age.
Jensen Dunlap, age 13.
And the boy asked, well, doesn't the little kid need it anymore? And they have to say, well, no, that the child that this came from, he died.
Huh?
You know you can't just get a new heart like you're buying fresh batteries. You have to have a bad heart already. And the person you get the heart from? They have to die.
I couldn't help think that a young kid might actually believe that he was getting more than just an organ from a donor. He was getting maybe a part of the donor's personality.
That's it. That's why Dion is being so nice.
Why?
It's his new heart.
What are you talking about?
Dion must have gotten the heart of a nice person.
And I looked at the character of Buddy and how big of an imagination he had, and I thought, well, that's the perfect person who might think this kind of thing, and that's where the story came from.
I have to know if it's true.
What?
If switching hearts can change your personality.
Which brings me to the ending. I got the story from one of those morning shows, morning television shows. It was about a woman in California whose seven-month-old died. And her son's heart went to a little girl about the same age. Somehow the mothers of these two children connected, and they got together, and the meeting was filmed, and that's what was on the television show. And you see this mother coming in and hugging this little girl. And then they pulled out a stethoscope.
Would you like to listen to your son's heart?
I'd like that very much.
The first thing she said was exactly what it says in the script. She said, "Dear, it's so strong."
It's very strong.
This mother said later in an interview afterwards that she wanted to stay in contact with this little girl. She wanted to watch her grow up and graduate from high school and get married. And I thought, how powerful is that?
Could I listen again, please?
Sure. Here.
And to me, that just made for a great story, and it needed to be an Odyssey.
And it just makes you realize how important it is that we think about these things well ahead of time and have a plan that, you know, heaven forbid that this does happen to any of us, that we give another child or another human being a chance.
They said if he could help someone else, Jensen would want to do it.
I'm pretty sure the boy who got his heart is named Dion.
Really? Is he a nice guy?
He is now.